Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now we've had the Cambridge Film Festival, now it is time for the Cambridge Russian Film Festival, which we're going to be speaking about over the next little while in the company of Ksenia Afanina.
Yes.
Excellent, I got it right. She's the president of the Cambridge Russian Speaking Society, which is one of the organisers of the festival. Ksenia, welcome to Cambridge 105 Radio.
Thank you, Julian. Thank you for inviting me.
You're most welcome. So tell us to start off with a little bit about the Cambridge Russian Speaking Society. You've been going almost 20 years.
Yes, it's actually, we're very proud to exist since 1999 in Cambridge, and we are a voluntary group of people who explore history and culture of and language of Russia, and we also inspired to bring connections between British culture and Russian culture and build bridges, you know, between town and gown and people sharing interest in Russian heritage and culture.
Your membership, is it made up of people? I guess how much of a university membership is there?
I'd say, first of all, I think 50% of our members are British, native British, and 50 from the former Soviet Union countries, so Russian speakers, as we call them. And I would say a large amount of people are from Cambridge University, both students and lecturers and researchers. So we're kind of a good mix of people from, you know, different paths.
I guess the university connections with Rush go all the way back to Philby Burgess and Maclean, really, don't they?
Yes.
But I guess things have lightened up a little bit since then. So what do you do? How often do you meet?
We organize events, I would say, on once a month at least, but usually twice a month. And it can be social events, like we go mushroom picking or do some music festivals, singing songs. But we also do cultural events. So we screen films, do exhibitions, discussions, mostly dedicated to culture. We try to stay away from the politics.
That's possibly just as well, really. And it's very much a cultural event, the film festival, which is coming up. How long has that been running for?
We're very proud to say that it's the second time we're holding it in Cambridge. Last year it happened also in November. And we organized it together with the Russian Film Week in London, which was launched actually last night in London. So they help us to bring here the films and also bring the creative teams. So because we feel that, you know, connecting to the teams behind the creation of the films is a very important thing for the British viewers.
That's interesting, because I know that the Cambridge Film Festival believes it benefits from running just after the London Film Festival, and so
yes,
too the Cambridge Jazz Festival, which is actually still continuing at the moment. They're taking advantage of the fact that the, I forget if the London Jazz Festival is running exactly at the moment, but the point is there's several artists who have come over to the UK to participate in one festival and they end up in the other. And despite the fact we're close to London, not everybody fancies going down all the way there.
That's true, but we see it happening more and more.
Mm.
And when we communicate to people, it's only 45 minutes or 50 minutes on the train, I think they become more inclined to come here.
Oh, yeah, that's different. You know, people wanted to come to Cambridge. You know, once you're here, you just don't want to leave, do you?
Exactly.
That's kind of the point. So Russian cinema, what sort of state is it in at the moment? Does it, I guess it has its own character, but in the end of the day, is it still the same kind? Are the same popular movies the same style or type of popular movies as we might just turn up at Cineworld or The View and go and see?
It's difficult. I think both. Yes, I would say there's certain films that I would describe more Russian in terms of they try to explore deeper feelings, you know, interrelations with people, connection to the changes in the society that are going. And perhaps I would say that they're more specific to Russia.
They're popular, are they? Because one might say that we do have, certainly within the independent sector,
yes,
we might have that style of film in Britain and in Western Europe. It's just that people actually rather like going to see car chases, explosions and Superman flying from building to building.
Absolutely. Films like that are becoming popular as well. You know, we have this American culture and then, you know, taking over Europe. But I would say, I maybe I'm not you know, the right person to judge. But I think the people I know and the friends of mine, they like these non-commercial, you know, non-mainstream films. And I would say they're popular. And they're screened, you know, now in the cinemas, and they collect good audiences.
Okay. So what sort of films will we be able to see at the Cambridge Russian Film Festival? First of all, where are they going to be shown?
First of all, we're going to show them from tomorrow night. We start at 7 o'clock at St. John's College Old Divinity School in the main lecture theatre. And then we show them every night in three different colleges through to Sunday. So we have 2 days in St. John's College. Then we move to Trinity College and then Trinity Hall. And the films we're going to see, it's mixed genres of documentaries, short films, dramas, comedies. And we start with an excellent film called Bolshoi tomorrow night.
And I'm thinking ballet. Is that a good guess?
It is, exactly, yes. It's about the ballet. And I think it should be very interesting for the British viewers because it's a very challenging or, you know, exciting story of a girl who was dreaming to become a prima ballerina. And what is specific about the film, it was screened in Bolshoi Theatre itself, in collaboration with Bolshoi Theatre. And I've heard it's one of the few films that came out after Stalin's time about Bolshoi Theatre.
Oh, really? Okay. So when was this one made?
This year. It came out this year.
Oh, it's a new film. Sorry.
All the films we're showing that came out this year. So it's and what is great about tomorrow's night, it's that you will be opportunity to meet the leading actress of the film. Margarita Simonova, and she will come to present the film and then to address the questions. And she is a ballerina. It's quite unique that she's a ballerina and she's acting in this film. So, and I think that the guy who made the film is Valery Todorovsky, quite an acclaimed, you know, film director. He specifically was looking for the real ballerina to act.
It's challenging for this, isn't it? I remember discussions about, you'll be bored if I start talking about cricket, but the point being that there was film or football films, another good example, is like finding actors who can both act and play the sport to an extent that it's convincing enough. It's challenging. It must be even worse when you're trying to find somebody who can perform in the ballet.
Exactly. So I think I'm really excited to meet her tomorrow and to see the film on the big screen.
So you see the film, then there's a Q&A, is there afterwards, to ask questions of everyone.
Yeah. And she's a very pleasant lady, so I think I would really recommend, you know, for anybody who has a free evening to come, because it's so central in Cambridge.
And just to check, before we talk about a couple of other films, sure. Presumably these are going to be subtitled, are they?
Of course,
My Russian is like zero, so that's useful. I always find, like, when I'm watching these Scandinavian dramas...
Subtitled.
If the story's good enough, you forget about the subtitles.
Mm.
It's very strange. It's only when the plot isn't quite so good that the mind starts to drift and you sort of, you know, forget that you need to concentrate on what's being read. When it's a great story, you just don't notice.
Yeah, well, I think especially, you know, the films are... I mean, Russian films are quite emotional films. And I think whilst you connect, you know, to the flow of emotions, I think it becomes much easier to understand.
Well, Hankies at the ready, potentially. what else can we see?
Then on Wednesday, we screen a documentary, Tigers and Humans, which is about Amur tigers in Siberia, or Siberian tigers. And the guy who made the film, Sergei Yastrzejewski, he made investigation into the tigers. So he went with his creative team into Siberia, and he researched what happens behind the scenes. You know, and he followed the poachers of tigers, of Amur tigers, and how, you know...
And that's a serious problem, I think, isn't it, in that part of the world? All tigers it's a problem for, but particularly in Siberia.
Yes, and apparently because of the quality of their skin and of the fur, you know, and the bones and the teeth and everything, you know, and then the meat of the tigers is used for cooking, especially in China, because it gives a special energy, you know, for people, they believe. So you become, you know, as strong and as wise as a tiger. And so it is a very serious problem. And I believe at the moment about 500 tigers only left, and about 20, 30 are being killed, you know, every year. So this film promises to be really interesting insight into what's going on about the tigers and the people and how they, you know, try to protect them as well.
So that's Wednesday night, yeah?
This is Wednesday night and also in St. John's College.
Okay, and time, I think, for to talk about one more.
And also on Thursday, we have a creative team to come to present a film called Guppy. It's a brilliant film about relationships, about the lady and her relationship with her husband and with a man who comes into her life. And it's the most, I was told, the most empathic and movable story that would connect to people across the world. And all the, especially females who watched this film, felt that they always tried to find themselves in this situation. So I would really recommend, first of all, to meet the film director and the leading actor, and also probably the screenwriter will come as well. So it's a special night.
You did very well. You're not only getting one person associated with the film, you're getting a whole collection for many of them to talk about it.
Yes, we try our best. And I think because it really gives the whole package and it helps understanding, you know, of what was going on behind the scenes. So, and again, we're very grateful to all the people who helped us to organise this film, and especially the London Film Week, Russian London Film Week, and Philip Perkon, who launched this film festival last year.
That sounds great. If people are interested, if they want to come along and learn about tigers or the ballet or goopy relationships, yes. Where do they have to go? There must be a website, I guess.
Yes, on our website, it's www.camrus.com. And it should be on the front page, and you click on the icon for the film festival, and you're very welcome to come to pre-book online. Also, you can pay on the door, and we have very small, you know, collections that we take for these movies.
Okay, seems good. Ksenia, thank you very much for coming into Cambridge 105 Radio and speaking to us about
the
Cambridge Russian Film Festival. It's now 5:15.